It's always fun to talk to the folks from Living Room Theater of the Park McCullough House in North Bennington, Vermont. They're gearing up for their 8th season. It happens July 17th through the 28th with Lucy's Wedding. It is their 4th new play and 3rd by a female playwright since its inception in 2012. The 7-member cast from New York City plays 5 female characters, 2 male characters. Lucy's Wedding, written and directed by the LRT co-artistic director Randolyn Zinn, is a comedy about an American matriarchy gone awry. To tell us more, we welcome producer and co-artistic director of Living Room Theater, Alan McCullough. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Wonderful to have you back. Actors Kirk Jackson and Karen Trott join us this morning as well.
Thank
How
you.
Are you?
Hi.
Very nice to have you all here. Well, let us begin with you, Alan, and telling us a little bit about Living Room Theater. I know you were here last year telling us
Correct.
About your wonderful production. You were back this year. What do you have in store for audiences?
Well, this is an interesting year for us. Lucy's Wedding is a play that Randolyn has been writing over time, and Karen has been involved in that writing, was the first director of it when it was a 10-minute play at EST. It's won prizes in various places along the way. Lucy's Wedding is a story of a matriarchy gone awry. It comes partly from Randolyn's family history and thinking about her family, but it also has developed its own life. Bless you.
Thank you.
And it fits into what we've done in an interesting way, both in that it's a new play. We have done a couple of new plays that have been unproduced in other places. This has not been produced in this version in its full length version before, and we're very excited about that. We also are really. It's sort of a carry-on from last year's production of Three Sisters, which was the American premiere of a Lucy Caldwell's Irish adaptation. This is a story of three sisters who are slightly twisted in a slightly American way, but they are. It is also the story of their mother and their grandmother, who all have lived together in a single household. Lucy is hoping to get married to one of two brothers, and complications and hilarity ensue. But the thing that's interesting to me about this play is how deep and round these women, these female characters are. It's really a play about women. There are some men in it, but it is really a play about women and how they relate to each other and how they're looking for a place in their world, in their lives. And Karen has some thoughts about that.
The authenticity of these characters is what astonished me in the beginning when it was just a 10-minute play. I remember in particular, I think Gaga, the character of the grandmother, is one of the funniest, most interesting roles I've ever encountered. I think she's just so iconic. And it's been interesting over time to just see how this piece has grown into the full act play. For me, it always had the humor and the hilarity of the language and the recognition of kind of the family interactions was always there. But it's grown into such a significant piece. And yes, I think there is something, it does hearken to Chekhov in that we're talking about characters who have foibles that are kind of, you know, made apparent through their family interactions. In this case, the thing that's fascinating to me is that we've got three generations growing up together, struggling to become independent without sacrificing their connections, which is a really quite a challenge. They're also trying to find a philosophy that they can live with, also a very Chekhovian kind of, approach to things. And they're figuring out, in the meantime, how to leave the wrong person for the right reason and how to really, you know, reconnect. It's what's amazing is that, to me, is that there's such tremendous fun and humor and... I mean, even rehearsals are just insanely fun. It's a really extraordinary cast, we're laughing so hard.
I promise, Kirk, we'll give you a chance to speak, but I am interested in this idea of going from a 10-minute play to a full-length play, of what that is like to extrapolate and to bring the story and to have that freedom.
I think not having been the playwright,
right,
Randolin could better answer that. But I can say that originally the 10-minute play was to me was really bringing this extraordinary, absolutely funny, outrageous character to life. But it was in that way a sketch. In the time that it's grown from then a one act and then into a two act, it just completely has gained in depth and in the intersection of the characters, of their personalities, of these extraordinary lives. What I think is amazing is that this was written in the 80s, and I love that Randolin has this introduction that says, this play takes place in a time before cell phones, before
Google.
Google, and it's been kept in that time period, and it is significant in how the lack of those devices just creates this scenario for interactions on such a strong and powerful level.
It's still a time period when a snowstorm could put everyone into a room and they actually have to speak to each other. They can't get on their phone or play a game.
Yes.
Right? They actually have to deal with each other. If the snow piles up outside, you're stuck inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Kirk, tell us about your character and your participation in this production.
Well, oddly, I get to play the iconic Gaga, the matriarch grandmother. So, one of the things that has happened in the development of the play is that Randolin, I think the last thing that's happened is there's some fantasy sort of quality, some theatrical moments where reality sort of twists and turns, and people, a lot of the characters speak directly to the audience about a dream that they've had. So there's a theme throughout the play around that. And in sort of the spirit of that theatricality, Randolin asked me to play basically her grandmother, which has been really fun and very fun to be in rehearsals, especially when the guys aren't there. Because there's no deference paid to me anymore. The grandmother is, she's a bit of a shark, and her granddaughters deal with her accordingly.
It's a lovely way to put it, Kirk. I like that.
I should point out that we had an idea. We were in looking at casting for Gaga. There's an actress in Bennington, Janice Young, who we have always wanted to work with.
Yeah, who I suggested.
And has done readings of the play and has been wonderful. And when our dates came up, she said, I can't do this particular weekend for, reasons. And we thought, well, we need someone to fill in. What about Kirk? Yeah, that would be fun. That would be funny. And the more we thought about it, the more it made sense. And it's important to say that in Lucy's Wedding, Kirk is not working on Gaga in any kind of as a caricature at all.
No.
It's not a drag show. He is playing her as himself, and he brings to all of his work, as he did in Three Sisters last year playing Uncle Beatty, he brings a great honesty and truthfulness and need and humor and eccentricity that is true to Gaga, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. And Randolin in particular has been so thrilled to see this development and see the way Kirk works.
It's a role that many of us actually, people will recognize when someone gets to an age where they're put in a wheelchair and need help to go to the bathroom or move from one room to another and all these other things, the way they start to grab for control.
Yes.
And the need for what little control do I have becomes really important. And so that's why, and that's something I recognize from, my own life and observation, obviously. And there is something very real and fundamental to that time in life.
Living Room Theater at the Park McCullough House in North Bennington, Vermont is gearing up for their 8th season. It's July 17th through the 28th. and the production is Lucy's Wedding. You can find out more by going to LRT, that is Living Room Theater, VT, which is Vermont, Living Room Theater, VT.org for more information. LRTVT.org for more information. Alan McCullough, Kirk Jackson, and Karen Trott, thank you so much. Have a beautiful run.
Thank you so much for
this. Great
pleasure to have you.
Such fun.
Thank you very much.
Great.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.